Hi, I'm Haley, author of the book blog Brook and Binding.
And I'm Maddie, upcoming debut author of Take My Sunshine coming winter 2024. And this is
Lit Sis.
Hey, Mad.
Yeah, Haley.
Don't you have an Instagram?
I do have an Instagram. You can see all that I'm reading at Maddie Reads a Lot.
M-A-D-D-Y,
that
right?
That's right, M-A-D-D-Y.
And then don't you have another one?
I do. I do have a new Instagram that you can follow me for all of my author things at @emmyglenz_author.
@emmyglenz_author. I love it. I also have an Instagram.
Ooh, yes. Would you like to share?
It's Brook and Binding.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to see anything about Lit Sis itself, you can find information about Lit Sis at Lit Sis Podcast on Instagram as well.
Go check them out.
Happy Friday, Lit Sisners.
Hello, hello.
I hope you guys are all having a fun day because we have a surprise for you, or more realistic, I have a surprise for the Lit Sisters and anyone who is following my author Instagram.
Okay, I'm excited. Please tell.
All right. So I'm here to talk to you guys about where my book is in its publishing status. And I have a very, very, very fun proposition for some of you Lit Sisters. So currently my book has been submitted with its final edition, but I and I'm currently waiting on my author copy to come to my house, and it'll be in my hands, and I can read it and look at it and smell it and make sure it looks all good, the colors and all that stuff. So that's kind of where I am currently. I was able to look at the interior pages and everything looks good, but to see all the colors and make sure everything lines up, I'm getting a real life copy coming to my house.
That is so exciting. And I think one thing about being able to do that is also advertisement. But besides that, to be able to like actually see it come to fruition, because this has been such a huge dream for such a long time. And I think it's just such a monumental thing to happen. Like, it's just so exciting. And I was going to ask you too, like, how does it feel that like the official has been turned in? Like, are you kind of sad that there's no more tweaking and editing, or do you actually feel really good about where it is?
You know, I'm a little sad that there's no more tweaking and editing because I feel like I'm going to continue to overthink everything. Like, there is this one word, there's this one phrase on the very first page where I was like, huh, this is proper grammar, but maybe it wasn't exactly what I was trying to say, and it could have sounded better if I used a different word. And I'm like, I'd be like, nope, it's submitted already, I can't change it, I'm just gonna have to accept it. So that's kind of how I was feeling when I was reading it. And it was also really weird to read it in a different format.
Yeah,
I'm so used to reading it like on like a Google Doc, and I'm scrolling through to read it, but I was able to read it on like a simulated, to make it look like a book page. And then there was also one where I was able to download the file onto my,
like a PDF.
Yeah, no, not a PDF, it's similar to a PDF, but onto my Google Book, or not my Google, my Apple Books app.
So I
literally have it on my Apple Books like an ebook right now, just because I have the file, and so it has my cover. And I can open it and I scroll through it like an ebook. And I'm like,
that is
this
so cool.
Is so weird because I'm not used to flipping these little pages. And I'm sure it'll feel even weirder to have it in print in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
But the very fun, exciting thing that I wanted to present to our Lit Sisters today on this very special episode of Lit Sis, I hinted at it in my author Instagram earlier this week that there were fun surprises to come. And there are. I am putting together a group of advanced reader copy readers.
Ooh.
So I'm reaching out to a couple
tribute.
I'm reaching out to a couple different communities on the internet, and then also wanted to reach out obviously to our Lit Sisters and our Instagram community. I am wanting there to be some ARC readers, trying to create my ARC team, people who will be reading my book in a specialized format. There's like a certain a website that I can send it through, so it's like secure and people can't, like, it'll be watermarked and stuff like that, but for people to read it and review it and kind of give me some feedback. So I'm looking into creating that team. So this is like the official, like, roll call. What is it? Open call announcement that if you are a listener and you want to read, want to be one of the first people to read a copy of Take My Sunshine, comment or respond in this week's episode on Spotify or comment on our Instagram page, Litsis Podcast, or you can DM me on m.e.glinz_author Instagram as well. And you may potentially be able to be a part of the team of readers who will be reading my book and reviewing it for the first few people.
That is so cool. That is so exciting too, to be able to like get to that point where you can start to share it, because like I know a few close people have read it, or obviously your editor has read it, but like it's different to be able to be like, hey, this is what I've been working on and I really want you to love it as much as me, and be able to like distribute that. And I bet that's just such a cool experience to be able to have that, of like I like that you have that opportunity, I guess, like, because you can't just be like, hey, here's like my big old binder and like you can't read my handwriting or whatever. It's like, this is like actually printed and now you can actually enjoy this and experience it and get people talking about it and get the ball rolling and to be able to get excited and hyped up about its like official release. Like, it's just such a great way to like word of mouth share about this amazing story and about these amazing characters.
Yes, I'm very, very excited. I'm also like so nervous too, because these are characters and stories that I've held so close to my heart for the longest time. And even the version that you read is different than the version that mm-hmm. will be in print.
I know. That's why I'm like, I want to read it again. I want to see what changes have been made and see it just has how it's been developed. And
I mean, you're welcome to sign up for my ARC team.
I would. I really will, because I think I've read like two different versions of it, and like, and I've edited it myself as well. And like, I've talked to you about like essentially like the storyline of like storyboarding, how it should go, and the different, you know, beginnings and ways to get into different, like getting to meet new characters and like stuff like that. So I'm very excited to see this final product that you've been vigorously working on endlessly.
Oh my gosh, for so
long. And just be able to like be able to see how far it's come as well. It's gonna be really cool.
I want to ask you, Haley, would you like to guess how many pages the actual book is in print?
I'm going to say it probably was long, but I feel like you maybe had to cut it down. So I'm going to say maybe like, okay, the first number that came to mind was like 350, but I feel like that's kind of big. So I think I'm going to go to like 273.
You're low.
350.
You're low.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
378.
You're still low.
402.
Low.
How many pages is this thing? Is this like a 600 page? Like,
no, it's not that big.
Okay. 470.
Lower than that.
450.
You're really close.
452.
Close.
460.
Lower.
455.
I mean, no, a little bit higher. I'm making you work for it.
457.
456.
58. Wow.
It is longer than Lessons in Chemistry.
Wow.
Which is 402 pages, by the way, but it also might be a different size. I'm not sure.
Crazy. Wow.
458 pages.
That is so big.
That's exciting. I don't feel like it's that big.
Well, apparently you've got a lot to say. And I think that story, because it's essentially two in one, and that story is definitely worth that amount of dedication and attention for sure.
It's about 100,000 words.
Wow. That's exciting. Oh my goodness.
It is exciting. So I wanted to share a fun Friday surprise with the Lit listeners and those who follow me on my author Instagram that I hinted towards, that if you want to be an ARC reader, this is your chance. It's ready to go.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So exciting. I'm definitely signing up. And I will definitely advertise that too. I'll put it online. I'll tell some of my friends. I'll see if anyone else wants to help contribute and get the word out.
Oh my gosh. I wonder if Danny and Sarah would want to do it.
Definitely. Oh, mm-hmm. I definitely think so.
Yeah. Some of our friends. Well, technically they're Haley's friends because they're Haley's age, but they have become my friends because Haley and I are best friends. Yes. You know, I think about that all the time, how many people that I interact with on a daily basis that aren't really quote unquote my friends,
mm-hmm.
but just people that I know because my family knows them or know
them. It just happens. That's how it goes.
But yeah, that was it. Nothing super crazy on this episode of Lit Sis today.
Exciting news. I feel like nothing else. Like, I feel like we can't even talk about anything else because that's like huge news.
It is. It's super huge news. So yes, for those of you who are interested, please reach out. I will be posting a link soon for like a little like a Google form or a way to sign up. But this, if you're considering it, let me give you just a reminder of what this book is about. So it is about, I will just read you the description once I can find it. So it starts with, we never really know what we had until it's gone. Hold on, where did it go? I lost it. Guys, this is, we're here. We never really know what we have until it's gone. That's what Devin Camburn realizes the night he makes an awful mistake and jeopardizes his relationship. Piling on top of his already failing grades, the only thing that can make it worse, in the throes of his mistake at a drunken party, he stumbles into the last person he wants to see, his professor, Dr. Hassan, who just gave him a lecture on responsibility that day. What Devin expects to be a beratement turns into a story, one where Dr. Hassan shares about his own misgivings in college, his love and losses, and the search for his identity as an Indian American in 1990, told over a single stormy winter night. Ba-ba-ba.
Love it.
If that sounds good to you, and it does to me, sign on up.
It does to me too, definitely. Yeah. Man, I was gonna say my only big news is that I actually finished a book. So
yeah, I'm
that's
so proud
it.
Of you.
But this is way huge. You've actually wrote a book and it is finished, and now it is getting distributed and things are really, really, really picking up. So awesome.
Yeah, it is very exciting. So you did finish a book, which we will be reviewing for you guys next week.
Yes. Because this was too big of news.
The book review had to be pushed back. Mm-hmm. But then in reading news, because that's, you know, this let's just it's not just about reading, it's about books in general, but we do talk about reading a lot. Haley, what are you currently reading then now?
I have not narrowed it down yet. I did just get my new book of the month. I think it's the Last Love Letter or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I've heard it's really, really good. And I think it's kind of the vibe that I'm going with right now. I'm definitely really into more of like romance or reflection, a little bit more like not as like scary stuff, a little bit more like relaxing and a little more reflective. So that's kind of where I'm at, but I'm not 100% sure. So next week you'll definitely know exactly for sure what I've decided to pick up, but that's the one that's kind of sticking out to me right now. What about you? What are you reading right now?
I'm still reading Bright Young Women. I'm turning into you.
I think that goes to show what kind of book that is. I don't know.
Here's the
can't
thing.
Get it done.
I've enjoyed reading it, but I just can't. I'm not like drawn back into it.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I had to put it down. And I like never do that, but I just had to because I couldn't actually finish it at all. So you'll have to let me know if you do get around to it and if you can just pump out the rest of it so you can move on.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try and pump it out. I'm like, here's the thing. I'm like 150 pages in now, mm-hmm. and it's like 370. But I still am like waiting for there to be more.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I guess.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
We will see. All right, you guys, thank you for listening in on this very special episode of Lit Sis. We will be back to our kind of normal standard of book reviews and reading stuff next week. And again, DM me on my author Instagram or comment something on this post if you want to join the ARC team for Take My Sunshine. That's not the real sign off, but I'll give the real one. Thank you so much for taking a break from reading. Now go flip some pages.
Thank you.